Today is February 11th, 2008. This is the first day of the 2008 budget session. Pursuant to law, the House will please come to order for the opening of the budget session, 59th Wyoming Legislature. The colors will be presented by Cheyenne Central High School ROTC. Please stand. Our prayer this afternoon, will be given by Father Gary Rizika of St. Mary's Cathedral in Cheyenne. Would you please rise?
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Eternal God, all time belongs to you. You hold the ages of our history in your hand. For you are the beginning and the end of all things, the Alpha and the Omega. You give us length of days that we might grow in wisdom. Bless us this afternoon as we begin this budget session. You have charged us with the task of using wisely the resources you have committed to our state for the welfare of all of its people. Make us ever mindful of the needs that are before us. May we address them with prudence and with good judgment. Let our discussion be productive. May we treat each other with respect and value the opinions and values of all. May this time which lies before us yield a fruitful harvest for the welfare of our state and of its citizens. May all glory and power be yours through every age. Amen.
Please be seated. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Here.
Anderson. Bagby,
here.
Berger,
here.
Blake,
here.
Brechtel,
here.
Brown,
here.
Buchanan,
here.
Childers,
here.
Kraft,
here.
Davison,
here.
Dirks,
here.
Dockstetter,
here.
Edmonds,
here.
Edwards,
here.
Esquivel F,
here.
Esquivel K,
here.
Gilmore,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Hales,
here.
Hallinan,
here.
Hammonds,
here.
Harshman,
Harvey,
here. Eichel,
here.
Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jones,
here.
Jorgensen,
here.
Landon,
here.
Lockhart,
excused.
Lockhart excused, Lubno,
here.
Madden,
here.
Martin,
here.
McComey,
here.
Mercer,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Miller,
here.
Millen,
here.
Olson,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Philp,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Samuelson,
here.
Simlek, Shepperson,
here.
Simpson,
here.
Slater,
here.
Steward,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Thompson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Warren,
here.
White,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
59 present, 1 excused.
All of the representatives are present or excused. Representative Mary Hales has been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Representative Liz Gentile. Representative Tim Stubson has been appointed to fill the unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Representative Tom Walsh. Representative Hales and Representative Stubson, welcome to the House of Representatives.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Chief Justice Barton Voigt and request his presence in the House chambers to administer the oath of office to Representative Hales and to Representative Stubson.
You have heard the motion. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed to it signify by saying no. The motion is carried. Representative Dockstader and Representative Throne, please inform Chief Justice Voigt that the House is ready for him to administer the oath of office and escort Chief Justice Voigt to the rostrum. Well, Representative Gilmore and Representative Shepperson escort Representative Hales to the front of the chamber. Will Representative Harshman and Representative Brechtel please escort Representative Stubson to the front as well. Representatives Hales and Stubson, please approach the rostrum to receive the oath of office. Representative Dockstader and Representative Throne, please escort His Honor Chief Justice Voigt back to his chambers. Please stand. Please be seated. To the family and friends of Representative Hales and Representative Studson, welcome. The chair also notes the presence of the Speaker of the House of the 57th Legislature, Fred Parity. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Mark Wurzel from the Mountain View Medical Center in Powell. Thank you very much for your service to the state, doctor.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
That would be Dr. Mark Wurzel from Powell.
Dr. Hi, Mark Wurzel, I apologize for butchering your name.
He's here somewhere, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the following persons as named on the attached list be House employees for this session and that they be voted on collectively.
You have heard the motion. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. I hereby appoint Representative Mary Hales to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. I hereby appoint Representative Studson to Committee Number 3, Revenue, and to Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. With these changes, the standing committees of the 2007 general session of the 59th legislature will serve as the standing committees for the budget session of the 59th legislature. I hereby direct the chief clerk to notify His Excellency, the governor, that the 2008 budget session of the House of Representatives, 59th legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. I direct the chief clerk to notify the Senate that the 2008 budget session of the House of Representatives, 59th legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communication they may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. The House will come to order. We are privileged this afternoon to have with us the Cheyenne Central Airs to provide musical entertainment for your enjoyment. Ladies and gentlemen.
We can make. I think so. I'm going to recheck them if it got them attached. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Double check them.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for sharing your incredible talent with us this afternoon. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Messages from the Senate.
Message number one. Mr. Speaker, the Senate 59th Wyoming State Legislature budget session has now been called to order by President John Schiffer and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Signed, Diane Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number two. Mr. Speaker, Senator Eli Bebout has been appointed to serve the remaining unexpired term occasioned by the passing of Senator Peck, Senate District 26. Senator William R. Landon has been appointed to serve the remaining unexpired term occasioned by the resignation of Senator John Barrasso, Senate District 27. Sincerely, Diane Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number three. Mr. Speaker, the President of the Senate has changed the following standing committees of the 59th State Legislature. The list follows. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message number four. The Senate employees of the 59th State Legislature budget session are as follows. The list follows. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Members of the House, we're about to move into that order of business of the introduction, reading, and reference of bills, but a little discussion on the process. Today, as you have a list distributed to you, and actually you'll have two of them. One of them is marked 12:38 p.m. That one is incorrect. The one that you have marked 1:38 p.m. is the correct version. Please refer to it and not the other. We will move down that list in order, and the procedure is for the listed chairman to get up and move introduction of the bill, and then either proceed with the introduction of the bill or refer to the prime sponsor or the appointee of your choice. There will be 2 minutes allowed for the introduction speech, and then up to 1 minute allowed for a rebuttal, and then the sponsor has up to 30 seconds to respond to that rebuttal. We had mentioned earlier that we would more than likely go to a consent list process with the introduction of committee bills, and we will be doing that as of 24 hours from today. Tomorrow morning we will be introducing some personally sponsored bills in the morning and referring them to committees upon introduction. And then 24 hours from today, about 2:30 p.m. tomorrow, actually 2:26 p.m. tomorrow, as per the list that is being distributed to you, we will go to a consent list on committee-sponsored bills. Pursuant to House Rule 28.3a, the Speaker shall distribute the proposed consent list to all members at least 24 hours prior to consideration. No bill shall be included on the consent list unless the bill has been printed and distributed to all members before the proposed consent list is distributed. No bill shall be added to the consent list without the approval of the Speaker. When you receive that consent list and look down through there and study it a little bit tonight and tomorrow, if any of you choose to have any bill removed from the introduction consent list, that is certainly your prerogative and have the ability to do that. We are now at that order of business of the introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration will be House Bill 4.
House Bill 4, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public lands regarding federal grazing permits.
Representative Samuelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move for introduction of House Bill 4, federal grazing permits, and I will explain the bill, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, under current federal law, a state agency cannot hold a federal grazing permit. And also under federal law, when a state agency acquires a ranch that includes a federal grazing permit, they must relinquish that permit. That is currently under the federal law. Now, there are some state agencies that do manage some federal grazing permits within their state-owned lands. But this legislation assures that the decision-making authority for those permits rests with the federal agency, and it doesn't preclude a state agency from having input on the future use of that land. It just leaves the permit for livestock grazing up to the federal agency to decide, and our input would be working with them under their plans to allow the federal grazing. And if it is the desire of a state agency that has federal lands not be grazed by domestic livestock, in particular cattle and sheep, then the federal agency is the planning process to go through. Now, you've been passed out a sheet that had a lot of concerns from the state Office of State Lands, and there were some very, very valid concerns in working with them. There's been a couple amendments that if this bill is introduced, we would go ahead and bring those forward. But a very good one was when there was a property identified in a foreclosure through the state land board. Of course, we have an amendment that would allow that. That property would be, the federal grazing permit would be kept until it was sold or whatever happened to that. We also, if there's a base property in the state with that ranch we bought up by Glen Rock, that would be allowable if the entire management of that property would include grazing. We had a fiscal note from one of the state agencies, and I guess, you know, we're used to seeing inflated fiscal notes, but this one is one of the better inflated ones. They say there's 505 miles of fence for 12,500 miles.
You have 10 seconds, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Representative Dan Zwanitzer, you have up to 1 minute to rebut.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to House Bill 4. This bill arose out of a single incident in Carbon County between the game and fish and the landowner. The landowner took the issue to this conservation district. The conservation took it to a nonprofit state association, which voted on a meeting, which then presented it to us in committee. It was not brought up by management council. It was not on our interim committee topic list. And here we are in a budget session with a committee-sponsored bill. The game and fish estimates this bill will cost $6.2 million to enforce, so maybe it is appropriate that it's a budget session. That will be over 4 or 5 years spread out as the cooperative agreements that the BLM and the Game and Fish have established over the last 30, 40 years on these wildlife management areas are no longer valid. You have a handout on your desk I passed out with concerns from State Lands and Game and Fish that I have asked for from them. I ask you to vote no today on this bill. This legislation was not requested. It's not a budget issue. It rose out of a single conflict, and I don't believe we need a statewide law change that's broad sweeping that arose out of one single incident that's occurred in this process since the 1934 Taylor Grazing Act. It's not a valid concern of the state, and it's not a valid concern in this session. Thank you.
Chairman Samuelson, up to 30 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. During the first 2 minutes, I was going to tell you that fiscal note is not going to be anywhere close to $6 million. A lot of those lands are already fenced, and I've built several hundred miles of fence in the last few years, and nothing has come close to 12,000 a mile, so I have quite an exception with that fiscal note. But, Mr. Speaker, this is an important issue that there's a system set up now for managing these federal lands, and this bill would just continue that system.
The motion is to approve introduction of House Bill 4. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
No.
Esquivel K.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jones. Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart excused. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Martin.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp. Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
No.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller? No to aye. Are there any other changes? Madden? No to aye. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 37 ayes, 22 noes, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive a majority vote of two-thirds of the members duly elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 4 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 14. Chairman Samuelson.
No, House Bill 14, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to nursery stock.
Now, Chairman Samuelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I would move introduction of House Bill 14, nursery stock. Mr. Speaker, this is a clarification, some language in a bill we passed last year. We did something that would be kind of nice to do. We outlawed nursery stock from being free of insects and disease and pestilence and all. But, Mr. Speaker, what we meant to do, there was any nursery stock that is to be sold must be free of those insects. I guess what we have in our statute now is like passing a law to outlaw the wind. It's a nice idea, but we can't do it. So I would urge everyone to vote for this bill so we can correct this language, Mr. Speaker.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, do you wish to use your 30 seconds? I guess not. You have heard the motion. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman. Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson, Stubson?
Aye.
Teeters?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Throne?
Aye.
Wallace?
Aye.
Warren?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Zmonitzer Dan?
Aye.
Zmonitzer Dave?
Aye.
Mr. Speaker?
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote by a minimum of two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 14 has withstood introduction and is being referred to Committee No. 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55.
House Bill 55, introduced by the Agriculture Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to water well drilling and pump installation licensure.
Chairman Samuelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move for introduction of House Bill 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation. Mr. Speaker, this was a bill that had passed and was sent to the governor for his signature, and the Attorney General's office found essentially a double negative in the bill that he felt he had to veto the bill because it made it impossible to implement. So, in the meantime, Mr. Speaker, the Ag Committee has brought back this bill, and we have seen quite a fiscal note that came along with it we hadn't seen before. But the bill is absolutely the same, and it just allows for licensure of water well drillers, and there's hasn't changed at all since last year. But this fiscal note now, there is my memory is so poor, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was quite extensive. Working with the state engineer's office, we have an amendment that would correct that. We would be able to, within the fees that are now be able to charge, our fees are the lowest in the nation, and they have plenty of room to move those fees. Those fees would be moved into operate this board, and there wouldn't be any money to come out of the general fund. I believe that was the voice that the Appropriations Committee came up with. I could be wrong on that, but I think that's where that came from. So I don't believe there'd be any fees coming out of the general fund if this amendment were passed once it got to committee, Mr. Speaker.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to introduce House Bill 55 to the House of Representatives. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Dockstetter.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F. Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan.
No.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Harvey. Aye. Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon. Lockhart excused. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Martin.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Yes.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Semlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters. Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zmonitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zmonitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 42 ayes, 17 noes, 1 excused.
Having barely received a two-thirds majority of the vote of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 55 is referred to Committee No. 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 3.
House Bill 3, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to campaign finance reporting.
Chairman Illaway.
Mr. Speaker,
I recommend introduction of House Bill 3, campaign finance reporting. As many of you know, the Secretary of State's office reports to Corporations Committee, and there are a series of campaign finance bills this year. This one talks about electronic filing, and it only applies to after December 31, 2009, all statements filed with the Secretary of State shall be filed electronically. And that's really the sum total of the bill. It doesn't go into effect this time. It goes into effect after December 31, 2009. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Did I hear you say that all of them will have to be electronically filed after January 1, 2010, or that 2009, or that you can file electronically as well as in written format? Is it all electronic? I guess it is. Page 3, 14, lines 14 through 16, is that right?
Chairman Elloway.
Mr. Speaker, it also says the Secretary of State shall promulgate rules to allow the forms required pursuant to subsection of this and reports required to be filed with him pursuant to this chapter to be filed electronically after December 31, 2009. So the Secretary of State's going to come up with rules. We're going to try and move into to the 21st century with the database. There's a lot of folks that would like to search the database. You'll notice on page 4 it talks about after 2009 the Secretary of State shall maintain a searchable database of reports filed pursuant to this chapter available to the public on or through the Internet, et cetera.
The motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 3. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart excused. Lubno. Madden. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlek. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
Having received a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 3 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7.
House Bill 7, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Real Estate Commission.
Chairman Elloway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I recommend introduction of House Bill 7, Real Estate Commission Authority. If you'll notice this corrects a citation in the Real Estate License Act to include additional provisions within the Act. And it's a simple one-line fix. This Act means Wyoming Statutes 3328-101 through 3328-401. Originally, it said through 3328-206, which meant they could not apply the rest of the Act, which we had passed. This was an oversight, could have gone in the revisor's bill. Attorneys suggested to put a bill together rather than go through the revisor's bill.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for consideration of House Bill 7 to the House of Representatives. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden, Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquibel F.
Aye.
Esquibel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne. Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zvonitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zvonitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 7 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 8.
House Bill 8, introduced by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections regarding code revisions.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for the introduction of House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions. Again, the Secretary of State's office came to us with some revisions to the election code, which happens once every 2 years or sometimes every session. And your county clerks met, and these were recommendations from your county clerks in regards to election code revisions. It talks about the order of officers and the ballot propositions and how they're supposed to be handled. It talks about providing for full legal names on registrations, removing certain filing dates, providing for the order of officers, and so forth. It's a cleanup, and we continue to work on and clean up the election code, which is necessary.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 8. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Edwards.
Aye.
Esquibel F.
Aye.
Esquibel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer. Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zvonitzer Dan,
aye.
Zvonitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Anderson. Anderson. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 excused, 1 absent.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 8 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 9.
House Bill 9, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to campaign finance reporting.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 9, campaign finance reporting. This is the last bill in a series of work that we did on the election code. This talks about amending restrictions on contributions from individuals, modifying persons required to file campaign receipt reports, requiring reporting from political action committees and the candidates' campaign committees. It also requires an amendment of campaign finance reports as specified. If you'll notice on page one, it talks about the contribution of funds or election assistance restricted. We have moved where it said, except as otherwise provided in this section, no individuals other than the candidate or the candidate's immediate family should contribute directly or indirectly more than $3,500. We've moved that from $1,000, and that was suggested because of inflation, and this has not been changed in a number of years. It also talks on page three, except as otherwise provided in this section, no political action committee shall contribute directly or indirectly more than $3,500 per election to any candidate for office other than a statewide office, nor more than $7,000 per election to any candidate for statewide office during the two-year period. Talks on page four about contributions donated to a political action committee, which are designated by the donor to be used only for a particular candidate and no other purposes are subject to the limitations. We think this brings the campaign finance reporting up to date, and it does help with the inflation factor, which, as I said, nothing has been done with these laws for a number of years, and we just felt it was necessary to bring it up to date.
Representative Dan Zwanasser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, I rise against House Bill 9. We set about to make this process. We had an infraction in the election process of one individual. We set about to try to fix one specific instance, and then we decided to go through the bill, and we greatly exaggerated other parts. I'm not necessarily against the concept, but I guess I want the body to understand races in Wyoming for legislative seats have not been that expensive compared to other states and for as long as I can remember. What this bill does is greatly enlarge the amount of money that can be poured into statewide and legislative elections in our state. And I don't know if we're ready to take that step. Maybe we'll decide that today or in committee. But I guess I want everyone to know that it's my belief that we went about with the intention to strengthen our campaign finance law. And in many ways, I believe this kind of weakens it and allows for greater corruption in the system, if you will. Thank you.
Further opportunity for rebuttal. Chairman Elway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, agreed. This does take into account some problems that were encountered in one particular county in this state. We thought that this would help with a problem that did occur with a particular PAC, and just feel that we would like to continue to work on and clean up the election code.
The motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 9. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquibel F. Esquibel K.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer. Miller,
aye.
Millen,
no.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
no.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 15 noes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 9 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 16.
House Bill 16, introduced by the Corporation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to special districts elections.
Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 16, Special Districts Elections. This is an act relating to changing the requirements to allow enlargement without election. It limits taxing authority when districts have not properly mapped boundaries. It requires mapping only if a government entity levies or requires the levy of taxes. I was just asked by a particular representative if we would accept amendments to this. We certainly will. But this came to us regarding special districts because of the levying of property taxes, whether they could levy and whether they had to map. And several years ago, we required that all special districts should map their districts. And then they came back and said, yes, but if we don't levy property taxes, do we still have to do that? So this is a helps with those folks that do not levy taxes.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 16. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illoway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart excused. Lubno. Madden. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Samuelson. Simlek. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 5 noes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 16 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 17.
House Bill 17, introduced by the Education Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to community colleges regarding the college commissioner's duties.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move... recommend introduction of House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties. This implements some of the recommendations of the Governor's Study Commission on Community Colleges. This deals with the Community College Commission. Requires each college to report to the State Treasurer the expenditure, respective expenditures and accomplishments of the endowment matching program. Requires the commission to develop a statewide bicentennial community college strategic plan for the delivery of educational programs in the state, which is to serve as an annual basis for a report to the governor and the legislature. Directs the funds of the commission to conduct enrollment audits to ensure uniform accounting of FTEs in reporting the financial data. Right now, it's an honor system. It was felt that these needed to be an audited FTE report so that everybody would be reporting the same way. And basically, it has a $250,000 appropriation to the commission for expanded duties.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 17. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Dingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson. Semlek, Shepperson, Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 17 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26, introduced by the Education Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school finance regarding maintenance operations.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I recommend introduction of House Bill 26, and Mr. Speaker, this bill is carries forward the recommendations by the Wyoming Department of Education based upon the PICUS study. When we were drafting the new model, the PICUS model, which we now call the Wyoming model, we didn't have a good handle on the number of acres of land that would be involved in the groundskeepers. How we determine groundskeepers. So when we finally found this out and it was recommended by PICUS that we use FTEs based upon the model that the School Facilities Commission developed, why it created quite a consternation among the school districts, because it would take about an $8 million hit to school districts for what they're getting paid for groundskeepers. Like an example is in my school district, they're being paid for groundskeepers out of Jeffrey City, which is no longer operating. However, the committee felt because there was seems to be an inequity in the their janitorial staff and some of those maintenance and operations, we amended the bill to say that from July the 1st, 1997, back, any lands before that time, acquired before that time, the superintendent of public instruction may grandfather those positions in, depending upon need. So that's the status of the bill as it now stands. I've been getting several emails from the districts. Apparently, I just got one back from one superintendent. He had not read the bill and saw how it had been amended with the grandfather clause. So I'd ask you to bring it forward and allow us to discuss this further in the committee. You've probably been getting a lot of emails from your school districts.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have a question about the format of the bill on page 1, section 1. It looks like we're amending the session laws, and we're not amending any statute. Is that right? And section 2 just is the effective date. So, I mean, you don't usually see an amendment to the session law unless I'm just uncertain what else this does other than amend the session law.
Further opportunity to rebut the sponsor's presentation. Representative Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a problem with this particular piece of legislation. I think what I'm hearing from my school district, and I believe it's right, is we should leave this alone. The model's only been there for a while. It's 3 years until the model is complete, until they recalibrate. And we think that they should wait till that's up and then recalibrate the entire plan. As far as the amendment goes, it says that our superintendent may grant that, and that gives me concern that he may or he may not. So I do have a problem with this.
Further opportunity for rebuttal prior to the sponsor. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, on page 5 of the bill, we added the language that that the good majority floor leader was asking about why this is. If anybody would like to check that, that's the language of the bill. As I said, it's been quite controversial. I've visited with the LSO and asked them to get with the Department of Education and find a better term than the word may, so that we could better define that, and that's why I would like to see the bill come to committee.
The motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 26. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart excused. Lubno. Madden. Martin. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Filth. Korberg. Samuelson. Semlek. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gilmore. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 ayes, 22 noes, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 26 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71, introduced by the Appropriation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public lands and fire suppression account.
Chairman Philp.
Mr. Speaker, what this bill does, it will give the state forester the ability to continue to assess counties for emergency fire suppression when the account balance exceeds $5 million. In the past, for the past several bienniums, we have withstood this in the budget bill so that he could collect more than $5 million. And firefighting costs have been pretty high in recent years, and the drought continues on. So we expect that they will make use of this account, and would like the Appropriations Committee would like to see that they could collect more than the $5 million that is in the statute. And it just cleans up the budget bill and cleans up the statute a little bit. So, Mr. Speaker, I would move for introduction of House Bill 71.
Thank you. Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 71. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin. Martin.
Excuse.
Martin excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 71 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 30.
House Bill 30, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to modernization of court procedures.
Chairman Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 30. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill basically cleans up some antiquated language that we've had in the statute. We no longer have Justice of the Peace Courts, so we've replaced that term with Circuit Courts. Also on page 1 under Title 1 there, we changed the language. It had said that the circuit court judge shall draft the affidavit for the person making the claim in small claims court. That does not happen and probably couldn't happen. I'm sure the defendant that would be sued in a small claims court would not appreciate that very much. So thank you.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 30. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquivel F., Esquivel K., Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin excused, McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson, Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 30 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 38.
House Bill 38, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Medicaid reimbursements.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 38. The problem that this bill proposes to address is, over time, various providers of services that the state provides through the health department to people with disabilities or to the aging population, those costs are fixed. And so over time, those inflation eats those costs down, and until they reach a point where there's some real suffering in delivering those costs or real problems in delivering those costs and they come to the attention of the legislature, by then it's almost too late.
And so what this bill is going to propose is that the Department of Health look at new reimbursement schedules and propose to the Appropriations Committee in conjunction with the biennial budget process adjustments of those reimbursements for services. And just to give you an idea, some of the services are hospital services, nursing home, midwife, prescription drug, prosthetic devices, dentist, mental health, hospice, transplant services. Just that whole arrangement of things that we provide as a safety net to the aging and disability population.
Opportunity for rebuttal. The motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 38. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Conflict.
Hallinan.
Conflict.
Hallinan Conflict. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer. Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 2 excused, 1 conflict.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 38 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 47.
House Bill 47, introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Long-Term Care Choices Act.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 47. By way of background, several years ago, the legislature authorized and the Department of Health funded through a pilot program partially funded by federal money, a program known as Aging and Disability Resource Centers. What these do is they are people who provide education and services, information services and access services for people who are going into nursing homes or going in or needing services who no longer are functioning very well. That's primarily the aging population and people with disabilities. The pilot was in Casper and Douglas. They proposed to extend that pilot throughout the state. We have some concerns about that, but we don't want to necessarily lose that expertise because they do save the state money in that they make sure people get the right services and are not going into services they do not need. For that reason, the committee has a committee bill to extend those services through senior centers and other providers who provide services to aging or disabled people, and we are proposing to use the expertise of these people who are trained to do that in an economical manner.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I'm reading through the bill, I have a lot of questions. How many centers? How many employees? Is not this information already available through the Department of Health? In the bill, it says it's going to be accessible to professionals. Well, That seems a little odd to me because the professional shouldn't be seeking help or assistance. And it just seems to me that there should be enough money already out there and enough expertise in the senior citizen centers to cover a lot of things that they're proposing to do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further opportunity for rebuttal. Chairman Elloway.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'm just concerned with the cost. It's $1.5 million. It seems to me that the largest agency in state government ought to be able to find in their huge budget, which continues to get larger by the day, $1.5 million rather than us appropriate it. The bill's probably got some very good points in it, but again, Department of Health, I think, can find the money.
Further rebuttal prior to the sponsor. Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, this is a sharp group. This bill came out of committee 5-4. I was the one who made the decision to keep it alive for some of the very concerns that you've heard here. The proposal was to set up a separate bureaucracy around the state, manning it with two people here and two people there. If this goes into committee, I can guarantee you won't see that. I can guarantee that if it comes out of committee, you won't see $1.5 million either.
The motion is to approve introduction for consideration of House Bill 47. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Dirks,
no. Dockstetter,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Esquivel F,
aye.
Esquivel K,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
no.
Hammonds,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jones,
no.
Jorgensen,
no.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller. Miller. Millen.
No.
Olson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Simpson.
No.
Slater. Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Warren,
no.
White,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Childers, aye to no. Miller,
no.
Miller, no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 18 ayes, 40 noes, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 47 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by the Minerals Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to economic development.
Vice Chairman Korberg.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 65. House Bill 65 is kind of an interesting bill. It relates to an account that was set up in the Wyoming Constitution, Article 16, Section 12, and it allowed for economic development money to be loaned to economic development groups as well as to private businesses. It was originally, for those of you who might recognize, it was called Amendment 4. It was not successful as Amendment 4. It was the remaining balance of the money many years ago was turned over to the good management of the Wyoming Business Council. It has $15 million in it. It has had a great deal of success since they took over the account. They've had just right over 1% loan loss on that money is all. That account is now depleting. and the Minerals Committee would like to put $20 million back into that account, which would make the account self-sustaining. The interesting part about it is it's going to require not only two-thirds to get introduced, but because it does involve an account that's set up through the Constitution, it will take a two-thirds vote to pass both houses. So I stand for questions.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve consideration for your, forgive me, to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 65. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart excused. Lubno. Madden.
Aye.
Martin excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Throne. Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Warren.
No.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? McComey, aye to no. Landon, aye to no. Mercer, aye to no. Dockstetter, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 ayes, 25 noes, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 65 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66.
House Bill 66, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to intergovernmental cooperation regarding revolving loan fund accounts.
Vice Chairman Korberg.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 66. House Bill 66 gives the State Land and Investment Board the authority to set up basically an administrative fee on the Clean Water revolving loans that they are already processing. Currently, they are allowed to take that fee out of federal money. However, that option of being able to use part of the federal money to administer the loans will be coming to an end. And so they would like to be able to have an administrative fee for the upcoming loans. They've done this for many years out of the Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund already.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 66. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Eichel. Illaway. Yagi. Jones. Jorgensen. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. Martin excused. McComey. Mercer. Meyer. Miller. Millen. Olson. Peterson. Philp. Korberg. Samuelson. Semlek. Shepperson. Simpson. Slater. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Wallace. Warren. White. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. Alden, I'd like to clarify your vote. No. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 66 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19.
House Bill 19, introduced by the Revenue Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding sales and use tax on food exemption.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for consideration of House Bill 19. This bill was proposed by the committee before revenue did anything on the budget bill. It is, we were directed by the Management Council to come up with some kind of formula for the sales tax backfill to local governments, and we used the finally ended up with the North American Industry Classification System for those products that are considered food for home consumption. And there is an appropriation for $40 million in the biennium to cover that. Certainly we want to my choice would be to keep the bill alive so that we could perhaps work those codes, that North American classification code, into the budget bill without additional monies, but perhaps we could do that anyway. So it's your pleasure. What do you want to do with this thing?
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That kind of gets into the question, or the clarification I need in view of what I understand the Appropriations Committee did in terms of addressing this food exemption backfill, in the fact that it's rolled into the distributions to local government, if this isn't a redundant bill at this point. It's just a question, I guess. Thank you.
Further opportunity for rebuttal prior to the sponsor. Seeing none, Chairman Anderson, 30 seconds.
Thank you. We are working with, we should have some float, not only flow charts, but spreadsheets out for you to consider on the budget amendment to how to distribute more fairly on the food tax. And I think we'd have a little more strength if we had the bill still available to us, but if we don't, we can probably still do it anyway.
The motion is for your approval of introduction for your consideration of House Bill 19. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson. Bagby. Berger. Blake. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Childers. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Dockstetter. Edmonds. Edwards. Esquivel F. Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan.
No.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
No.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden. Martin, excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
No.
Semlek.
Aye.
Shepperson.
No.
Simpson.
No.
Slater.
No.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne. Wallace.
No.
Warren.
No.
White.
No.
Zwanitz or Dan.
No.
Zwanitz or Dave.
No.
Zwanitz or Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lockhart. Aye to no. Alden. Aye to no. Landon. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Illaway. Aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 30 ayes, 29 noes, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 19 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 32.
House Bill 32, introduced by the Revenue Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to vehicle sales and use tax.
Chairman Anderson.
Bill, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I move for the introduction of House Bill 32, which is vehicle sales tax on vehicles to be collected at the dealers. We've had a lot of problem with getting the sales tax paid for license plates entered, and it's been suggested that by the Management Council that we do something about it. So this bill really makes the sales tax collected at the point of sale rather than 45 days later at the Treasurer's office. And it's not without controversy. It isn't that it hasn't been tried before. And so we would urge your approval to let us fight it out in committee.
Representative Edwards.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to speak against this. I've been lobbied by several dealers to say, no, let the county treasurers do this as they should. We talk about used car dealers who are there somewhat concerned there. And we're also talking about people who buy vehicles out of state. So I say no on this particular bill.
Further opportunity for rebuttal prior to the sponsor. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It has created some controversy with the dealers, and my personal poll is about half of them are opposed to it. But there's been big amounts of sales tax that never gets paid because of this. Old license plates are on cars out there. They don't go to the treasurer's office. Use a license plate off the old car. Put it on the new car and never pay the sales tax. So if you want to collect sales tax that's due, this is a good bill. If you don't want to collect that sales tax, then vote it down.
The motion is to ask your approval for introduction for your consideration of House Bill 32. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
No.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Dockstetter.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Esquivel F.
No.
Esquivel F.
No.
Esquivel K.
No.
Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan. Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Eichel.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jones.
No.
Jorgensen.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin. Excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
No.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Philp. No.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
No.
Simlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 20 ayes, 39 noes, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive a positive vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 32 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill 21, introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to commercial vehicle fees.
Chairman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction to House Bill 21, increase of commercial vehicle fees. This was last increased 14 years ago, 1994. And even then, it didn't cover the cost of administering these permits. And if anything is abusing our roads and highways and freeways anymore, it's overweight and oversized vehicles. So we need to increase that fee. It's a substantial increase. And even with this increase, it does not cover the cost of administering these permits. So I urge your favorable consideration.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we don't want to collect sales tax on automobiles, why should we charge the truckers more money on this whole deal?
Further opportunity for rebuttal. Chairman Edwards, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that's really kind of apples and oranges. The two are not in any way connected.
The motion is to ask your approval for introduction for your consideration of House Bill 21. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
No.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F. Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
No.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin. Excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer. Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Semlek.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Conflict.
Mr. Speaker, conflict. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Jones? Jones? Jones, conflict. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 47 ayes, 10 noes, 1 excused, 2 conflicts.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 21 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63, introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to driver services fees.
Chairman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction of House Bill 63, And this, again, increases driver services fees. We're talking about the various licenses and renewals and those type of things that we do. It's just ordinary paperwork. We're talking about virtually doubling all of these fees. And again, it's been 14 years since we raised the price on these fees. And I think it's pretty obvious that inflation and the things that have happened over the years, that we're way behind on what we're charging for these things, and we need to get caught up. We'll probably be asking for increase in fees in just a few more years again. But certainly we need to make this big jump and make this happen to help support our Department of Transportation employees. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wonder, you know, on page 2, lines 4 through 9, and then this next subsection there, we're talking about letters requesting a hearing for, or one is requesting temporary driving privileges, and the other one's requesting a hearing, and what you get back from the department is a letter saying that hearing's been granted. I mean, is it $45 for that? I just find that to be a little extreme. When, if you're charged with something that threatens your driver's license, not only are you facing a lot of fines, but now some administrative costs that seem pretty steep for letter writing and in inputting things into the computer.
Opportunity for rebuttal prior to the sponsor. Chairman Edwards, 30 seconds.
Again, I would just offer that this is, we're talking about, you know, inflation 3-4% over this period of time, and obviously there's going to be some lawyers involved in this particular thing. So you know what they cost, and so I'm saying, hey, we got to have it.
The motion is to approve introduction for your consideration of House Bill 63. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson, Bagby, Berger, Blake, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Childers, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Dockstetter, Edmonds, Edwards, Esquivel F, Esquivel K, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Eichel, Illaway, Yagi, Jones, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, Martin, excused, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Olson, Peterson, Philp, 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 no, Korberg, Samuelson, Simlek, Shepperson, Simpson, Slater, 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 I. Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
right.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Jones, aye to no. Olson, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 ayes, 23 noes, 1 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote from at least 2/3 of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 63 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 5.
House Bill 5, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to gasoline tax distribution.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 5, Fuel Tax Distributions. What this bill basically does is
repeal the sunset for the distribution of fuel taxes on motor boats. Those funds are used for the department to improve facilities used by motor boats, and then also to provide grants to government entities for doing the same thing. And then extending the sunset on the off-road recreation vehicles from 2008 to 2013. And those fees are basically to improve the off-road vehicle, recreation vehicle trails. I'd stand for any questions or call for the question.
Opportunity for rebuttal. The motion seeks your approval for introduction for your consideration of House Bill 5. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F. Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin. Excused. McComey. Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 5 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 6.
House Bill 6, introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the State Veterans Museum.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move introduction of House Bill 6, State Veterans Museum. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an old friend. It's basically transferring oversight of the State Veterans Museum in Casper from the state parks to the military department, repealing the museum designation as a state park, and providing for disposition of the unexpended funds and other property. The museum is located on county lands. The county supports it. The state parks support it. The military department supports it, and the veterans supports it. And the biggest reason this is being done, quite frankly, presents a problem for the state museums or any of the state museums, that having a museum that does not meet the standards for their certification could jeopardize their standing. And for that reason, it's to be transferred. We want to transfer it over to the military department. I'd stand for any questions or call for the question.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion asks your approval for introduction for your consideration of House Bill 6. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden. Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Edwards. Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin. Excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 6 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 1.
House Bill 1, introduced by the Appropriations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act to make appropriations for the biennium commencing July 1, 2008 and ending June 30, 2010.
House Bill 1 does not require a two-thirds vote and is immediately directed to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 89.
House Bill 89, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property ownership of subsurface pore space.
Chairman Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 89 and would correct the title for everyone. It's ownership of subsurface pore space, not for space. And I would defer to the good representative from Campbell County to explain the bill.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Whatever you believe about global warming, the political and economic tide is changing in this country, and we need, as a state, the leading carbon-producing state in the country to react to that change. We're talking about nothing less than the economic lifeblood of this state, and the state needs to take a nationwide leadership role. House Bill 85 codifies the common law American rule, which says that the surface owner owns the subsurface pore spaces. That's the status of the law right now. We're codifying that to answer any questions that any of the finance houses might have if they were to finance a carbon capture and sequestration facility in the state of Wyoming. This is one of a suite of bills, and you'll see another one in a minute, and a third dealing with pooling issues, hopefully over the interim. As you all know, the finance houses announced last week that they would finance no new coal-fired electric power plants unless the issue of carbon dioxide was addressed. This is an opportunity for this state to take a leadership role. We need all the energy we can produce in this country, but most of all, we need to protect our core industries. So basically, this is a simple bill that just codifies what the state of the law is now, which is that the pore spaces are owned by the surface owner.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to ask your approval for introduction for your consideration of House Bill 89. Chief Clerk will take the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F. Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin. Excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller. Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 89 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 90.
House Bill 90, introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to capture and carbon capture and sequestration.
Chairman Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move introduction of House Bill 90, Carbon Capture and Sequestration, and would defer to the good representative from Campbell County for an explanation.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to begin by acknowledging a lot of help from the good representative from Laramie County who had a great hand in drafting this bill. House Bill 90 creates a carbon capture and sequestration regulatory structure. The model in the bill allows for oil and gas activities to be regulated by the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission and long-term sequestration of carbon dioxide to be regulated by the Department of Environmental Quality. So enhanced oil recovery activities would be regulated by those people who've been regulating enhanced oil and gas recovery activities for the last 30 or 40 years. The Department of Environmental Quality would regulate the carbon capture and sequestration activities. The model is established the way it is to protect the primacy by virtue of agreements with the Environmental Protection Agency from Washington, D.C. In other words, it will allow Wyoming regulators to regulate industries doing business in Wyoming. The bill establishes a bonding structure. It establishes a permit structure and is designed to allocate liabilities, ownership, so that those things are certain. I would urge your passage of this bill, too.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion asks your approval for introduction and consideration of House Bill 90. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Frechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan. Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Eichel,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubnow, Lubnow,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Martin, excused, McComey,
aye.
Mercer,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Samuelson,
aye.
Simlek, Shepperson,
aye.
Simpson,
aye.
Slater,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Warren,
aye.
White,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 90 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The final bill for our consideration today will be House Bill 91.
House Bill 91, introduced by the Revenue Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to streamlined sales and use tax.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've moved for introduction of House Bill 91, which is some cleanup legislation several years ago. We passed in this legislature a bill to join the what is now known as the Streamlined Sales Tax and Use Tax Agreement. We're now a full member with 22 other states, and the whole idea is to collect for remote sales, whether they be internet, catalog, or all, for those states that volunteer to be in that Streamlined Sales Tax. It's we so far we've collected almost $2 million of sales tax that was due that was not collectible otherwise. This is just some amendments that kind of clean up the act to make it more compatible with the Streamlined Sales Tax Act that agreement that is between the states.
Opportunity for rebuttal. Seeing none, the motion is to ask your approval for introduction and consideration of House Bill 91. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Alden.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel F.
Aye.
Esquivel K.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Eichel.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Martin excused. McComey.
Aye.
Mercer.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
Korberg. Aye.
Samuelson.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Slater.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Warren.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused.
Having received an affirmative vote from at least two-thirds of the members elected to the House of Representatives, House Bill 91 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Committee Announcements. Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, will meet upon adjournment in room H10, where we will take up House Bill 17, Community College Commission Duties.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet Tuesday, February 12th. Upon noon recess in House 18, and we'll discuss House Bill 7, House Bill 16, House Bill 9, House Bill 3, House Bill 8.
Chairman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, February the 12th, upon adjournment in room number House 17 to discuss House Bill 21, Commercial Vehicle Fees.
Chairman Samuelson.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agricultural, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at 8 a.m. in room H11 to consider the following two bills. It kind of seems like deja vu all over again, but House Bill 14, Nursery Stock, and House Bill 55, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation Licensure.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet this afternoon at 4:30 to consider House Bill 38.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock to consider House Bill 91, Streamlined Sales Use Tax, and House Bill 54, if introduced, its natural gas valuation, and referred.
Chairman Buchanan.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet today upon adjournment in H8 to consider House Bill 30, Modernization of Court Procedures, House Bill 89, Ownership of Subsurface Pore Space, and House Bill 90, Carbon Capture and Sequestration.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9 will meet Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock to hear House Bill 66, Revolving Loan Fund Accounts, in room H18.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, we'll get the announcement out shortly, but your Tribal Recreation Wildlife Cultural Resources Committee will meet Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock.
cover two bills, Fuel Tax Distribution, House Bill 5, State Veterans Museum, House Bill 6.
Further announcements? Members of the House, your Committee on Rules will meet Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 in a room to be yet designated to discuss amendments to House and Joint Rules of the Wyoming Legislature and propose changes to the Manual of Legislative Procedure. Also, the Chief Clerk has an astounding pile of bill jackets up here that need signatures from many of you to prevent a stampede. Some of you may come up here individually and ask her if any of them belong to your for your own personal signature. Further announcements. Mr. Majority, Chairman Elloway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Y'all are getting a publication that's by William T. Ward, who's a person that lives over in Saratoga, and this is on Bill Gollings, a cowboy artist. This is a really special book. It's courtesy of the Bankers Association. I'm not pimping for the bankers or anything, but we've got two Gollings in here, one over there by Representative Madden, and one over here on the right side by Representative Slater, and there are a couple in the Senate. This is very, very special, and I hope that that you'll all take a time to thank Dave Johnson and the bankers, and I may not be able to, shouldn't say that, but it is a very special gift that they have done for us this year. It's an incredible publication put out by Bill Ward.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder that Thursday morning at 6:30 at the Egg and I, we'll have the legislative prayer breakfast. Director John Cox will be the feature that day, and this is a tradition that's been going on for more than 20 years. Everyone is welcome. It's non-denominational, and if you would just let me know so I'll make sure that there's enough seats for those who plan to attend.
Further announcements. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just one more note on the Gollings book. You'll notice right inside the cover there are four images there in that green sticker. Those are the four images that are owned by the state. Two are in the Senate chamber and two here in the House. This is a wonderful book. Mr. Speaker, members of the legislature, good job today on the floor. Try and be as succinct as you can in your introductions in your 2 minutes and you know, get the salient points out so we can get as many bills through as possible. I don't know if anyone has mentioned about paper. I like to save paper and recycle it rather than tossing it in the trash can. If you toss it in your trash can, it goes into the trash. And we do have recycle bins around the chamber, and we use an incredible amount of paper, so do what you can there. General file, we don't have any lists. We have, I think, three committees working tonight, or two tonight and one in the morning. And tomorrow afternoon we will start with the consent list on the committee bills. And the way that will work with a typical consent list is you'll be presented the list, and then if you want to withdraw a bill off of that consent list, you can do that. So if we do decide that tomorrow afternoon we have some bills we can work on general file, we'll let you know by mid-morning or, you know, between 11 and noon, so you can be prepared to present those bills on general file sometime after we do those consent introductions and any other introductions. And in the morning, we'll do some introductions of individual bills. Mr. Speaker, I would defer to a good representative from Sheridan if he has something before we adjourn.
Chairman Landon.
Privilege of the floor. Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
I just wanted to back up what the majority floor leader said on paper, and those cubby holes behind your desk isn't a bad place to put it. I came down a day early and listened in on the orientation, and I've just been throwing my extra just typewritten paper in that little cubby hole, and I have an inch high thick stack. And that's 2 days' worth, so it really does add up.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With that, I move that the House of Representatives adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday morning, February 12th.
10 a.m.?
You have heard the motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All of those opposed to it, same sign. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.